the efforts to install civilian oversight of the King County Sheriff's Office have faced a rocky path. Last week, the first person ever to head the Office of Law Enforcement Oversight resigned. KUOW reporter Amy Rada looks at what's next for the embattled office.
Charles Gaither was an investigator with the Los Angeles Police Department before he took the job as King County's first director of the Office of Law Enforcement Oversight in 2011. His appointment came amidst a series of audits citing lack of accountability and poor internal investigations by the King County Sheriff's Office. Now, in a parting statement, Gaither says he's concluded that effective oversight can't be achieved. During his brief tenure, he says support for effective oversight of the sheriff's office waned, and the spirit of collaboration was replaced with conflict and political maneuvering.
Mr. Gaither's allegations could not be further from the truth.
That's King County Council Chair Larry Phillips. He turns the blame back on Gaither himself.
The council established and has consistently funded the Office of Law Enforcement Oversight, and we remain fully committed to its effective oversight of law enforcement. I want to emphasize the word effective. There are very serious issues regarding Mr. Gaither's management and personnel skills, issues not related to the mission of the office.
Gaither says he can't address these allegations. He told the Seattle Times that the county's continued use of controversial neck restraints was the last straw for him. But as recently as last month, King County Sheriff John Urquhart said at a press conference he's had no problems working with Gaither.
We get along very, very, very well. We're like brothers.
Editors said in 2012 that efforts to implement civilian oversight in King County have been hampered by labor and legal issues. Kimber Waltmanson is the county auditor. She notes that the civilian office is still very new.
These kinds of oversight processes are challenging. The role of the auditor's office is very similar in some ways to the Office of Law Enforcement Oversight. No one is excited to see the auditors coming.
But Waltmanson's latest audit contained some good news about the sheriff's department. The agency is improving its abilities to log and track complaints. And she says Gaither did make progress in his 2 years on the job. One achievement was creation of a mediation program for low-level complaints so people can come in and talk to a sheriff's deputy face-to-face. Brian Buckner is the president of the National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement. He says hiring civilians increases community confidence in police. He says it's encouraging that the county council is voicing its support for civilian oversight. Now he says they should move quickly to fill Gaither's job.
I think that opening the position and moving quickly to fill it will probably be one of the biggest demonstrations of their support for oversight, because if they leave the position vacant for too long, that really makes it more difficult for someone to come in and take over that position.
Buckner says the King County Council will also need to look at whether the mission of the office is out of step with its funding. A 2012 study by policing expert Merrick Bob found the office to be, quote, understaffed to an astonishing degree. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.